Your SOC can't think like an attacker 24/7, but your AI can. Cyber hygiene isn't strategy, it's patchwork. Aegis AI isn't here to automate your alerts. It's here to weaponize your architecture. Hey, once again, welcome back to the Zero Compromise podcast, where doctrine beats dashboards and containment beats compliance. I'm Manuel Lloyd. Your host. I am a cybersecurity architect, national defense strategist, and creator of the InterOpsis framework, which I will be talking about more and more as I promised. In this episode, we're talking about Aegis AI, the autonomous deception layer you didn't know your environment needed until the adversary shows up, right? So most organizations deploy AI for productivity. We deploy AI for warfare. Aegis AI stands for Autonomous Engagement Grid for Intrusion Suppression through Artificial Intelligence. Okay? I'll say it again. Autonomous Engagement Grid for Intrusion Suppression through Artificial Intelligence. Excuse me. Is part of the InterOpsis framework, a sovereign-grade system that embeds doctrine into your actual security flow. Yes, doctrine. I said doctrine. Aegis AI doesn't just scan logs. It plants traps. It generates synthetic credentials. It spins up honeypots, mirrors systems behavior to deploy, confuse, and bleed the attacker. Excuse me. This isn't an alert engine, okay? It's an offensive defense engine, if you will. A machine built to think like a red cell and act like a commander. Excuse me. Let me get me a sip of water here. Okay. With traditional AI, while it's pitch for efficiency, if you will, Aegis AI is deployed for one thing and one thing only, counter-ops. It deploys synthetic shadow environments in real time. It generates decoys at the identity level, not just at the IP layer. And it escalates defense posture before your team even finished reading the alert. It's that quick. Bam. Imagine an intruder trying to pivot laterally, only to discover the system is lying to them. I'm laughing because in our simulation, the red team was, you could clearly see them being frustrated in the last simulation that we did. But that's not prevention. That's weaponization, weaponized delay, rather. So in a secure train, I was mentioning our secure train red team simulation observed by a classified government agency. We activated Aegis AI mid-scenario. And here's what happened. The attacker pivoted toward a privileged escalation path. Aegis AI triggered a synthetic domain mirroring the target. Red team burn 90 minutes attacking a dead zone. It was funny. Meanwhile, real infrastructure remained untouched. Just pure pristine. We didn't just stop them. We let them waste their tools, show their playbook, and bleed their time. That's the power of AI when it's governed by doctrine, not dashboards. And because it's the government, we were allowed to show a counterattack. Oh, yeah. We have something called Quick Strike that will counterattack the attacker and cause chaos and destruction to their system. Now, that is illegal in some countries, especially for corporate organizations, but not for government. So, but this organization we were doing it for was the government. So it was fun seeing how they reacted to the, you know, the high fives and things of that nature to the counterattack. And look, if you're using AI to write documents or Excel spreadsheets or whatever, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're in a SOC, a security operations center, or even a NOC, a network operating center, try to look at your AI as a weapon, not as a dashboard. God, don't you get tired of all the alerts and all the dashboards that you have to open up? You're always told you get we have a single pane of glass. And then you have a single pane of glass on this screen, on that screen, on this screen, on that screen. And you get more alerts than you can shake a stick at, and they're just irritating. And then you just get fatigued, and you stop even looking at them. Put your AI to work properly. And if you want to see our secure train simulation for this, just request the Red Cell demo recording. Ask for a code, and we'll set up a one-on-one briefing with you to go through it. So if your security playbook still starts with cyber hygiene, quote-unquote, you're not ready for doctrine. So continue to subscribe, share, and join me on the next Zero Compromise, where we design security the way warfighters would, with doctrine, not duct tape. I'm Manuel Lloyd. I'm your host, and I thank you so much for tuning in. And once again, I want to thank the 3,000-plus subscribers that we have. I did not realize how fast things would grow, and I'm doing my best to try to keep up with you guys. So take care and have a wonderful day.